We're in Simen Reish Tzadi Tes. We're up to Sivvav. We'll be doing Vav and Zayin. Shochach v'lo hivdol matzoy Shabbos. If someone didn't make Havdalah matzoy Shabbos, Mavdil at Sof Yom Gimel. He could make Havdalah through Tuesday, till Shki on Tuesday. V'yashom shenem Mavdil el kol yom rishon v'lo yoser. The first sheet holds that through Tuesday is shayach to the previous Shabbos. The second day it says no. The Zman Havdol is Matzoy Shabbos. The Liyom is Holoch Achra Laila. So, B'dievet, you can by day two, but afterwards not. V'davka bar priyagofen v'hamavdo ben kodesh l'chol. Avala neru b'samim eino mavarech el Matzoy Shabbos. The bracha on ner, to commemorate the discovery of fire, we only make on Matzoy Shabbos when other Marishim discovered it. And the bracha on the b'samim, we say in order to smell the b'samim, so that that we shouldn't feel so bad having lost the neshama. And here, where it's after Shabbos already, meaning it's Sunday morning, he couldn't make the borei minei b'samim. The yesh misha omer, the hod kaimalon, to'am mavdil, hane mileichad nehivdil b'leil matzah Shabbos, lo hivdil b'layla, kivin she'to'am shuv ena mavdil. There's a daya that what happens if you actually ate before Havdalah, and you're not making Havdalah Matzoy Shabbos, the halacha is that you can't make Havdalah anymore. Havdalah can only be made in its time or afterwards if you weren't Tohen. But if you were Tohen, if you ate something, you can only make Havdalah Matzoy Shabbos. It says, Derma Agav, the Iker Kesvara Rishona. The Iker is a Svara Rishona. What is a Svara Rishona? Both things. Number one, that you can make Havdalah through Tuesday. And number two, that the halacha is, even though you were Tohim, you can actually make Havdalah on Tuesday. Umi shemis'ana gimel yomim v'gimel leilos. What happens if someone is fasting 3 days and three nights? Yishma Havdalah me'acherim. So you should be yotza Havdalah from someone else. V'mein acherim etzlo. What happens if you can't find anyone? Yochol lahavdil b'shabbis meba'od yom v'lishtos v'lekabal achakach hatayinus olav. He can make Havdalah on Shabbos and then Mimikabal Tainus afterwards. Now, first of all, the Mishnah Berurah says like this. If someone's fasting 2 days and two nights, then also he should hear Havdalah from somebody else. Why does the Mechaber say Gimel? Because he's talking about a case when there's no one else to listen to and the person is going to have to say Havdalah and have a stranger drink it. That we only do if the person is fasting 3 nights. Now, this is all, so that we will not be matir for the person to make Havdalah miba'od yom if he is fasting 2 nights, only if he's fasting 3 nights. With regard to having someone else be motzi him, that he could do. Now, with regard to giving the kos to somebody else that was brought up, the Mishnah Berurah said that really you can do it. However, he brings among an Avram that you should not do it because among an Avram's shita is that you can only give it to somebody else without drinking yourself. The person cannot make his own bracha. Now, if you're making Havdalah mebo'od yom, that's from Plag HaMincha, and you daven Maariv from then also, and the tainus is not chal. Why is the tainus not chal? Because it's not night yet. This is a tainus yochid. He was only mekabel it from night. Similarly, what happens if somebody said that he's going to fast on a certain day, and then the afternoon before he davens Maariv early? The halacha is he doesn't have to start fasting yet till night. Now, what does it mean that he'll have to be mekabel the tainus acharkas? So Mishnah Berurah says the nusach of kabbalah's tainus you say in mincha. What he means is that you're not actually going to start fasting till laila. All of this is in a tainus yachid. With regard to a tainus tzibur, we paskin that if a person makes Havdalah early on Matzoy Shabbos, say Erev Tisha B'Av, that's Matzoy Shabbos, if a person makes Havdalah early, the tainus is chal on him early. From the time that he makes Havdalah, the tainus is chal. Now, the Mishnah Berurah deals with a very interesting case. What happens if someone fasted for 2 days and two nights before Rosh Hashanah? He hasn't made Havdalah yet. Comes Rosh Hashanah, and he has to make Havdalah. So what does he do? So the Magen Avraham says you should have two kosas. One make a Havdalah, and the other one make Kiddush. So the Mishnah Berurah asks, it's Leil Rosh Hashanah, you can't say Amavdol Ben Kodesh L'chol. What then are you going to say? I'm out of Kodesh to Kodesh. They didn't make that takana because it's not Matzoyi Shabbos. See, he really leaves, the Mishnah Berurah leaves it as a real tzorachi and how you can be Yotza altogether. Sif Zayin. Hamavdil al Hayayin al Shulchono, afili hivdil kol Mishnot al Yodav. Poter Hayayin shebetoch hamozin shein tzorach levarach alav. Let's say he's going to have wine in the next meal. The Bar Pri HaGafen of Avdola covers it. V'yeshorim dlo poter elim kein notel yolav kolim shehivdol. Others say that you have to wash mayim achronim before you make Avdola, only, excuse me, mayim rishonim, before you make Avdola, to signify that you're beginning the meal, so that Avdola is part of the meal, and only then will you be able to be motzi, the Bar Pri HaGafen. HaGavim hivdol tchilet zorach levarach achra bracha mein gimel. So what happens if somebody made Avdola, then he washed, and now he's going to have wine toka suda? Of course he'll have to make a bar pri hagafen on it, but not only that, you should make an al hagefen on the wine that you drank before you were notel yodav. Now, lemaisa, if someone simply makes Avdola on the table, and then afterwards he wants to wash and have wine toka suda, so as far as halacha lemaisa goes, we paskin that if he washed first, so then it covers it. If he didn't wash first, it's still a suffik brachis, and he should not make a bar pri hagafen. Also, he should not make an ala gefen on the wine that he drank first, because that's also a suffik brachis. So all in all, what you do is first you make you shouldn't wash, make a bar pri hagafen. And make Havdalah, say an ala gefen, and then you start your suda. That's really the better thing to do. But the Mishnah Berurah says that midin sofik brachis, you're better off not doing this altogether.